1 Corinthians chapter 16, I want to share with you, with us tonight a thought from this letter here that was written to the church of Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, beginning in verse number 10. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me. For I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. Our Father, we thank you so much tonight for the wonderful privilege we have of gathering together. And it is a joy to know that God brings people together and how you bless people, how you use people to minister to other people. You bring us together as a family that we have the wonderful privilege of serving you. We're glad tonight for that privilege. Oftentimes we take it for granted. We fail to realize how special it is to be in a local church and to be a part of a local church, that we can serve the Lord together. I pray these few moments as we look at this passage tonight that you would speak to our hearts in a very special way. I pray you'll take me as your servant, cleanse me of any sin, empty me of self, fill me with thine Holy Spirit. Bless the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. When you pastor as long as I have, which is about 30 years now, and been saved in going on my 35th year, you see a lot of things that happen in the lives of people. And by the way, there's a whole lot more that's going on in the world and the lives of people than when I got saved 34 and a half years ago. I mean, there were problems, but today there are problems. There are all kinds of things that are going on in people's lives. I've done a lot of talking to people over the years. I've counseled literally thousands of people over the years and talked to people with all kinds of situations. And one of the most difficult things to deal with in a person's life is someone who has an addiction. We live in a world today that's filled with addictions. I mean, I've dealt with people that are addicted to alcohol. I mean, they go through all the 12 steps and everything that you can think of, but for some reason they can't stop drinking. And by the way, there's some principles in the Bible that help you when it talks about have no confidence in the flesh, make no provision for the flesh. So if you have a problem with alcohol, it's a good thing keep alcohol from being around you. It makes a whole lot of sense to have a bar in your house if you have a problem with alcohol. And there are people addicted to alcohol. There are people that are addicted to drugs. I mean, there are people that get off it for a while and go clean for a while and they back to it again and on and on and on again because there's an addiction. There's something that has a hold of them that they just can't seem to get rid of. There are a whole lot of people today that are addicted to immorality. I mean, there's nothing today to find a politician or to find somebody in the world today or even find somebody in the ministry today that are addicted to immorality. Doesn't make any difference whether they have a nice wife at home and a family and children and all of those things, or a church where lives are being could be destroyed. You have this addiction of immorality and lust for the flesh and lust for the eyes and the pride of life. It takes a hold of a person and they can't seem to get victory over that addiction. There are people today that are addicted to television. I mean, they come home and all they do is watch television. They have no time for the wife. They have no time for the children. They have no time but for nothing but the television. I mean, they've got one program after another. And I mean, whether it's ESPN or whether it's the golf channel or whether it's the movie channel or some other channel, they're just addicted to television. We have people today that's addicted to the internet. I mean, you go, you find them every place they go. They're constantly on the internet. And by the way, it's always a dangerous thing when you find somebody on the internet in the wee hours of the morning, all the time, and everything else is secondary to the internet. They're addicted. They're addicted to it. In other words, they just can't seem to get rid of it. There are people today that are addicted to Facebook and Twitter and everything else and you can think of today. I mean addicted to it. I'm not talking about using it. I'm not talking about checking it out. I'm not talking about looking at it from time to time. I mean literally addicted to it, where it takes control of their lives. There's some ladies, lots of ladies, that are addicted to shopping. I mean, they can't pass a shopping center, no matter what's going on, because there's a drawing force called addiction to shopping centers. Usually when you hear the word addicted, it's a negative word and it has a bad connotation. But every once in a while, at least one time in the Bible, we come across an addiction that is okay to have. The problem with this addiction is that it's not as popular as alcohol. It's not as popular as drugs. It's not as popular as shopping. It's not as popular as the internet. As a matter of fact, I don't ever remember having to counsel somebody who had this kind of an addiction. Addiction. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Corinth, and he was trying to motivate them and stir them about the work of God. And he wrote about some Christian people that had been recently saved. And shortly after they got saved, they were so excited about the wonderful salvation and the joy of serving God until they got addicted. He says here in this passage, in verse number 14, let all your things be done with charity, a love. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia. I'm not talking about long-time Christian people. I'm talking about new people who just gotten saved. I mean, the first fruit of Achaia. And he said, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. In other words, something got a hold of them, and they were so excited about being saved and what God had done into life, until all of a sudden they wanted to give their time and their talent and their treasure to other people. They addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I was thinking as I was pondering on this passage and thinking about some things about church and about Christianity and about people and about things that you're dealing with, and something kind of hit me about church and about Christianity. I'm going to tell you something that you may not know or you may already know. When I study the Bible and I study the church, I've found something that stands out in the Word of God. God never saves a person, puts them into a local church, without expecting them to be involved in ministering to other people. And I've found over the years, I'm talking about 30 years of experience, those people, no matter how much preaching they hear, no matter how much Bible reading they do, when they get in a local church where they don't fulfill God's purpose of taking in and giving out, they'll reach a point in time where they won't last. Because you find yourself in a place doing something or not doing something that you ought to be doing, and you don't feel comfortable. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be as addicted to the work of God as we are to whatever you want to add to that? Whether it's golf, basketball, shopping, internet, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it may be, if I could be as addicted to that, to the work of God, as I am to whatever that thing may be, what a difference my life would mean for the work of God. These folks were like that. They had an addiction, a Christian addiction. Now, bear with me. Don't look at me all pious as if you were not addicted to something just because you don't drink. Or you don't smoke. Or you don't do drugs. Or you don't do pornography. You're addicted to something that may not even be wrong. But you have an addiction to it, which I'm not saying is wrong. But is the work of God of ministering to other people, are you as addicted to that as you are to this other thing? We'll talk about that for a few moments. God is good to the Crossroads Baptist Church.
Amen. That's right.
God's good to the people of the Crossroads Baptist Church. But I'm learning more and more the older I get and the longer I'm around, I've got to understand it's not about me. It's not about us. It's about them.
Amen.
And God says, I want to find some folks in these last days, and I believe we're in the last days, whatever they may be, I want to find some folks who will be addicted. Have a good old-fashioned Christian addiction. We are losing people all the time who are very knowledgeable about the Word of God. And if you watch those people over and over, it's the people who are so wrapped up in themselves, they can't find the purpose of existence. These young Christians were addicted to the ministry of the saints. Now, I'm going to give you from this passage what I've observed, what I consider to be a Christian addiction. Now, I want you to think about the word addiction and don't think in a negative way. Think like this. Here's a habit I can have, or an addiction I can have that's good for me. Okay, I know it's hard to say being addicted to something, But you can have a Christian addiction, and it'll be good for you. Now let's look at this for just a few moments tonight and look at what is a Christian addiction. What will I have going on in my life if I'm addicted to this thing? What will you see in my life if I have a Christian addiction? You already see what's going to happen in my life if I have an internet addiction. I'm going to stay on the internet all the time. You won't have a problem finding out if I'm addicted to alcohol. I don't care how much I spray my mouth, sooner or later, I'm going to do something that you're going to know what's keeping me going, all right? You won't have a problem understanding if I'm addicted to drugs, and you can tell because I'll never have any money because I'm busy trying to, all that I don't have, I'll steal it to get my, you'll know that. The things, your addiction will stand out. Your Christian addiction will stand out. And Paul here gives us three things about the house of Stephanus, about having a Christian addiction. First of all, if you have a Christian addiction, you're going to be devoted to service. Devoted to service. He said they addicted themselves. It wasn't all of a sudden that somebody else did it. They addicted themselves. You know what I mean? They devoted themselves. In other words, they looked beyond themselves. And they saw people, and for some reason, they felt all they were and all that they had and all that they could become and all that God gave them was for the purpose of being devoted to help somebody else. They addicted themselves. They devoted themselves. Tell me something. And help me out here. If something is so good, like being saved is, if something is so good, like the Bible is, if something is so wonderful, like the Holy Spirit is, if something is so wonderful, like my church is, how can I devote myself to serving it? That's what an addiction does. Mark it down. Think about your addiction. Don't give it away now. All right. But think within yourself, that thing that you're addicted to, I guarantee you, nobody has to force you to give yourself to it. Nobody. It's just something you appoint yourself to. And the house of Stephanus appointed themselves. In other words, if you're devoted to service, you don't have to be forced to do it. Nobody has to force you to go to church. Nobody has to force you to pray. Nobody has to force you to give. Nobody has to force you to listen to help someone else. Nobody has to force you to be available for someone else. Why? You're addicted to that. You understand, I'm devoted to that. I'm devoted to serve. I understand my purpose. I understand why God saved me. I understand why God put me here. And I'm devoted to that thing. And I appoint myself to that which I'm addicted to. I think people that are addicted to service are people that always have an attitude about the work of God that's positive.
Amen.
You're addicted to something. You're positive about it. You have good things to say about it. You're not negative about things. You're not always trying to figure out why I do this or why I do that. You're not trying to make excuses. You have a positive attitude. Why? You're devoted to that. I think people that are devoted to service make themselves available when needed. You don't have to be hunted down while you're addicted to it. I think people that are devoted to service are people that are active church members. You know what active church members mean? You're doing something. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being active in the church. It's when you're inactive that you're in trouble. active people. I think that when you devoted to something, your attitude's positive, you're available when needed, you're active church members, but you appreciate it by others. When was the last time somebody gave a testimony about God putting you in their life? The house of Stephanus was addicted to the ministry of the saints. Now listen to me. People need people in their lives. Most of us who've accomplished anything in life spiritually is a direct result of somebody else being a part of our life. And there are more and more people today that need people to help them. We need to be devoted to service. A Christian addiction is someone who's devoted to service. Secondly, Christian addiction means that we are dependable as servants. Look what he said in verse 17 about these folks. He said, I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus. For that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. You know what Paul is saying? You know what I like about these folks? They're so addicted to the work of God, they're reliable. He said, I can count on them. Whenever I need them, he says, they're the kind of people that Paul said, I can look to them at any time and count on them. I know if I ask them to pray, guess what they're going to do? They're going to pray. If I ask them to do something in the work of God, guess what? They're going to do it. Why? They're addicted to it. He said, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. Dependable servants are not only reliable, but they're responsible. In other words, they love helping other people and they look for opportunities to be a blessing. And by the way, when you look at the Bible, you find out God blesses us that we might be a blessing to someone else. One day we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ as a church. And this church is going to have to give an account to Almighty God. How much of a blessing have we been to this world compared to how much of a blessing God has been to us? And what a blessing he's been. And yet we become more addicted to things of the world than we are to the work of God. I think of people sometimes, and of course I don't think that will be happened here in 30 years or so, I wouldn't call the name, but there are people who come to church all the time and never do anything, never give anything, never participate in anything, but yet are so hooked on so many other things outside of the work of God. What is missing is a good old-fashioned Christian addiction. To become as addicted. As a matter of fact, it would do all of us good to look at what's outside of the church that we love so much and turn around and say, do I love the things of God that much? And if I don't, I'm addicted to the wrong thing. I better finish up because you all are getting quiet on me. And I really meant this to be a blessing. I didn't realize that we get so many sorrowful looking faces. I know what it is. It's that old addiction thing. I don't blame you. Addiction is a bad word. I'd be ashamed of myself to be addicted to serving God. Addicted to being a dependable servant. He went on to say that these people were also delightful to the saints. In other words, people like being around them. Wouldn't it be great to have an addiction to people really appreciating you? I mean, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. In other words, wouldn't it be something is that you were so addicted to the things of God that people just loved being your friend? Just love fellowshipping with you. Couldn't wait for you to invite them over, not to just eat your sweets. That's a good reason to go over. And by the way, sir, would you okay in my office, going to my house, as soon as I get there, I have a coconut pie that has no milk in it and made with Splendor. No sugar. And I'm going to eat it. And I like it because he doesn't like it. That means it's more for me. And I love it. And I guarantee you, I will enjoy that as much as you do your sweet cake. And I won't have false energy. Whatever energy I have will be real. It won't be that sugary energy. But wouldn't it be great just if somebody said, I just love fellowshipping with this brother or this sister or this family. Why? Not because of things. But they're just addicted, devoted to the work of God. There's nothing wrong with loving things. I love things. I love to play golf. But I wouldn't ever want to love playing golf more than I love church. There's something wrong with that. And I love church. I love watching the Los Angeles Lakers, even when they play as bad as they play today. But I wouldn't love them so much that I stayed home and missed coming to church. I wouldn't want to have any addiction to anything that's stronger than having an addiction. And why, by the way, the word addiction there simply means devoted. Devoted to something. And Paul says, Stephanas was devoted. He said, I'm mighty proud to talk about them. They were the first fruits of Achaia. And when they got saved, somehow, they realized early in their Christian life that they had a responsibility of ministering to other people. Let me give you something. This is old-fashioned 34 years and so many months of being saved. Real excitement in the Christian life is not what you get. It's what you give.
Amen. Amen.
When you take a piece of your life or your resources, which belong to God, and you become dedicated enough to God to pass it on to some other person, you find real joy and real happiness. And I hope this upcoming year that we'll get rid of some of the addictions we have. By the way, some of them are bad. Some of you have some addictions you just really need to get rid of. Because until you get rid of that addiction, you won't be able to get this addiction you really need. But for all of us, we need to come to a point in our lives where we say, Lord, help us. Help us to come to the point in our lives. We are so addicted to the work of God until we are devoted, dependable, and just plain delightful to be around. In other words, other people enjoy our friendship, enjoy our fellowship, because they can sense something in words you say, the smile you give, the things that you do to show you're dedicated to Almighty God. Most addictions are bad, but a good old-fashioned Christian addiction is something we all ought to desire to have in our life. And I want to close by asking you this question to ask your own heart. Be honest with God tonight. Is there something that I'm more addicted to than I am the work of God? If so, you need to consider about getting the right kind of addiction that's going to make a difference in your life. Let's bow our heads.